Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the seventh week of Easter, and our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Follow Your Unique Call.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following, whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and had said, Master, who is the one who will betray you? When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, Lord, what about him? The Lord said to him, What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me. So the word spread among the brothers that that disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, what if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. We each have a unique call from the Lord. Peter follows Christ by caring for the sheep, laying down his life as his master did, evangelizing, making many converts, and maintaining the ecclesia. John follows Christ in a very different way. He is much less dramatic. He cares for Mother Mary. He settles in the pagan metropolis of Ephesus. He has a deeper theological reflection on the mystery of God's revelation. He's able to see beneath the surface and penetrate to the heart of things, to testify to the truth of Christ Jesus. He must battle many anti-Christians, and in the end, he does not die a martyr's death. Both follow Christ, but should not question why another's vocation is different from his own. Why did Peter ask about John? Was he curious? The vice of curiosity comes under the cardinal virtue of temperance and is in direct opposition to the virtue of studiosity or studiousness. Curiosity is the immoderate desire to know things that do not pertain to us or could be harmful to us. It is a very common sin, either in the acquisition of useless knowledge, as for example, surfing for hours on the internet, or as in the case of today's gospel, wanting to know about another's private life, as can be seen in the tabloid papers. However, true loving concern for others does not come under the vice of curiosity. So, was Peter being curious or concerned for his fellow apostle? If Peter was asking about John because of charity or encouragement or responsibility for him, it was praiseworthy, according to the direction of Hebrews 10:24, which says, Let us pay attention to one another in the encouragement of love and of good works. But if Peter asked in order to look down on John, or just as an idle desire to know his affairs, it might have been sinful. John and Peter must have been very close, I think. They shared so many intimate moments with Jesus. They were very complimentary. Perhaps Peter wanted John to be with him in the work of ministry. Or John may have been like a son to Peter, a son he did not have. Peter and John had very different vocations. Peter was to travel and all the way to Rome and to shepherd Christ's flock and finally to die crucified like his Lord. John was to witness to Christ through many years of prayer, to contemplate what he had experienced of Jesus and to plumb the depths of its meaning. Peter and John were not rivals or in competition. Their callings did not make them greater or less than the other. They were both authentic disciples and servants of the Lord. Jesus, in his reply to Peter, is basically saying, "Mind your own business. Your job is to follow me." And that is probably what Jesus still says to us when we're wondering about somebody else. Our glory is never in comparing ourselves with others, but in serving Jesus Christ in whatever he asks of us. Amen.